USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly 14,000 U.S. troops are still in Afghanistan nearly two decades after 9/11. President Trump has been eager to pull them out. And now Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says there could be a peace deal soon with the Taliban, although the U.S. must be realistic about things.
We've arrived at a historic opportunity for peace. Won't be easy. We should seize the moment.
Pompeo expressing hope that a short-term ceasefire the U.S. is requiring first will lead to that long-term peace deal with the Taliban, but he says the Afghan government must also do its part. Saying the coronavirus could become a global pandemic soon, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is accusing the Trump administration of being caught flat-footed by the growing crisis. He says the administration's guilty of towering and dangerous incompetence. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein, now facing up to 25 years in prison, found guilty yesterday of rape and sexual assault. The jury acquitting him of predatory sexual assault. That carried the most jail time. Model Amber Vatilana has accused him of sexual misconduct, but no charges were ever brought in her case. She says she's proud of the women who testified at the New York City trial.
I know what it means, opening up, reliving the trauma that you could be in through, because I suffered so much in those years. Because I wasn't believed.
Weinstein scheduled for sentencing on the 11th of March. A U.S. attorney says WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange put American lives at risk. James Lewis is trying to convince a British court to extradite Assange to the U.S., where he faces more than a dozen criminal counts of conspiracy and violations of the American Espionage Act. The charges involve publication of numerous diplomatic cables and files on U.S. activities in Afghanistan and Iraq. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Wall Street stocks bouncing back a bit today, one day after concerns about the global economic impacts of the coronavirus led the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 1,000 points, wiping out this year's gains. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 also plunged, but so far today they've all been trading higher. The former Egyptian president who survived six assassination attempts while in office has died. 91-year-old Hosni Mubarak died early today in a hospital in Cairo. He came to power after the assassination of then-president Anwar al-Sadat back in 1981. Now, Mubarak was sentenced to life in prison in 2012 for the deaths of over 200 protesters during the so-called Arab Spring Uprising. He was later acquitted but stayed in poor health. Hewlett-Packard, or HP as it's now generally called, is launching a huge stock buyback plan in its campaign to block Xerox from taking over the company. HP says it will return $16 billion to shareholders over the next 3 years, including buying back $15 billion of HP stock. Tens of thousands of visitors have gathered in New Orleans for Fat Tuesday events, the last big Mardi Gras fling before Lent begins tomorrow. This final celebration of Mardi Gras always comes 47 days before Easter Sunday. Mardi Gras came to New Orleans through its French heritage in 1699. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.